records.
Drop that needle down on the vinyl. Wanna hear the speakers humming, gonna turn it on up to 10.
Turn it up, turn it up, turn it up.
Drop that needle down on the vinyl. Let the music play and let the night take us for a spin. Pull a box full of records down out of the attic. Dust them off, throw them on, can't wait to hear static. The pop, the hiss, skip the buzz. Made a few calls, running rowdy friends up. Big Nick bought the kegs, yeah, he works for Miller.
This is Jacob Powell. He and his band are headlining the first show in this year's Riverfront Nights, starting tomorrow evening at 7 o'clock.
Get off the couch. That's the message that we pretty much try to send, you know, Riverfront Nights. It really is. Get off the couch. Go see some music. Go jump on a paddleboard. Go do something. You know, get your dog out. Take him for a walk. Your dog needs a walk. You know, all those things. Riverfront Nights is not what it was envisioned to be. It was envisioned to be something that would keep the tourists on the south side of the river that were just wandering around waiting for their chance to go out on the riverboat or go see IMAX. Just give them something to do. It wasn't really supposed to be a destination for locals. And when we first started doing it, they were over there on the left side of the pier on that little floating stage. Well, it wasn't to any real degree, and you know, they didn't really have much of a budget, and it just kind of just morphed. You know, when we moved to the right side of the pier, it was like a psychological switch got flipped, and it just went boom. And it was all about to animate the green, the big lawn out there. And that was what they wanted to try to get the activity on. But the call was to put the music down in where it would have the amphitheater. And then we had to do something else with the green. And this year, hopefully, you know, it'll all come through and work out right. We're just donating it to nonprofits and charities.
Drop that needle down on the vinyl. Wanna hear the speakers humming, gonna turn it on up to 10. Drop that needle down on the vinyl. Let the music play and let the night take us for a spin. Take us for a spin.
I just want to just make enough money to have another party. It's like college kids, you know, let's throw a party and get everybody to pitch in and do something and just make enough to throw the next party. And that really is pretty much what we've done. We cover our nut, Friends of the Festival, with the sponsorships, and then we make the money on beer sales. And when we, you know, get enough to cover, we stop. You know, we don't want to be like NASCAR and just have, you know, logos everywhere.
In addition to the music, which starts every week at 7 o'clock, as always with a local opening act, tomorrow night it'll be the Communicators. There'll also be, as always, the Dog Pound under the pup tent, the Old's Cool Corner for people who like traditional outdoor stuff, hunting and fishing, and also, for the first time this year, the weekly Wild Trails Challenge.
Outdoor activities is huge, and Randy Horton has taken over this year. Instead of doing the themed nights up on the green, again, we're just doing nonprofits up there. Dixie actually came up with the idea of calling it the Causeway. We did not realize there was a local group calling themselves the Causeway, but we'll share it. Then we've got Randy Horton of Wild Trails. He's got the Wild Trails Challenge. And so you can come down there and do something very easy, like they will shuttle you up to the dam with a stand-up board, and you just float back down, just leave your car there. Or you can go do a 2-mile run, a 5-mile run, a 7-mile run, swims. This is the trail running guy that does 100-mile trail runs. So to him, a 7-mile trail run is nothing. So, you know, you can sign up and try to better your time every week.
So again, this year, it's 6 shows with a break in the middle for Brewfest. Tomorrow night, the headliner is Jacob Powell. A week from tomorrow night, it's this band, Rusco Bandana.
Rusco Bandana, they're a big band. They got female vocalists. They're look at, they're hippies. They're clearly, I mean, very hipped out young people. And they come across on stage like somebody that'd be playing something more akin to My Morning Jacket. It's very energetic live.
It's okay if you got a weak spot, 'cause there's no race to get to the high streets.
But I'm at war and forgot who I was fighting for all this time.
I'll be fine when you make up your mind. It's a little late for you, but you're pushing through.
Well, you're the one at the door. I just forgot who I was fighting for all this time. All this time.
So how much does the music that's here reflect your taste?
All of it.
Is that your benchmark?
Yeah.
If you don't like them, you don't book them?
Yeah. I actually get to do that on this one. Riverbend, I mean, if I know it's going to do very well, I don't care. I mean, I really don't. I mean, if it's a band I despise and I know that it'd be a good get, I'm gonna book them in a heartbeat. I think that there's no way anybody who likes music can't like this stuff. I'm not trying to weird anybody out. You know, I mean, we got Cornmeal coming up who start off every song bluegrass and end up in some kind of psychedelic territory. Not weird. It's not like Space or Drums, you know, with the Dead. But, I mean, they extended. The first time I saw them, I guess we walked into Rhythm and Bruise. They were opening for, like, Tea Leaf Green. It took, like, 10 minutes before I realized they were playing 50 Ways to Leave Your Lover. And I like that. I like that in a band, you know. And so, yeah, I mean, it's stuff that just gets me.
So you're not necessarily looking to draw these huge mainstream crowds.
Yes.
It's more music-driven.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. It is. I mean, there's no doubt. I'm not bringing in anybody because of their name. There's nobody who's going to be ever lip-syncing up there or doing something to attract. And I've yet to see anybody walk away disappointed musically.
Well, the cool thing about it, every time I've been there, is the age range.
Yeah.
It seems across the board, right? Young families to grandparents.
I love it. When they're first getting started, the kids still have room to run, and they're ripping and running, and they're safe. They're in, you know, the confines of this bowl. Mm. You know, you put one parent on one end, one parent on the other, and make sure they don't fall in the river. And, you know, if you hear a splash, make sure it's not your kid. You're okay. I mean, it really is kind of neat, you know, and you can kind of just not have to worry. Then, you know, here come the hula hoops, and here come the hacky sacks, and here come the frisbees, and as long as there's room, it's always, when the sun goes down, there's the sunset right behind the band, and then the band gets enveloped in that light ball up there that is the stage, and I always have to remind them, stick your head out. I mean, because they see what's right in front of them, the people dancing, and they get very enthusiastic, and, you know, you can play to them. But don't forget, there's people way up there. There are people directly above you on the pier. There's 120 people leaning over, looking at you. And that always gets their attention. You know, there's people behind you. You know, they're in the playground, kids sliding down the hill on cardboard. It's just it's indigenous to Chattanooga. Nobody else can do it. Nobody else can do that. That's us.
Details are on the website, riverfrontnights.com. For WUTC's Around and About, I'm Richard Winham.